relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
America first.
See why they call you the doctor? Because you can operate.
Magnificent.
There to get us in the mood. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, a special day when you want the information you can't glean when you're sitting in the putrid, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. You reach out to patriots who are there, who have the ground truth, and given the strange things that are going on in Pennsylvania, let's reach out to the man that keeps Philadelphia sane every single morning. AM 990 is the answer. We call him Chris DeGale. But I'm not sure he is, because I see this svelte individual, this fit individual. He doesn't have the COVID extra 30 pounds. Is that really Chris?
Brother, it is. It's me 90 less these days. Since I lost.
I got it. I'm trying to show off. I'm trying strutting around the world. I went to a award ceremony last night and people said, you look good. Yeah, 26 pounds. That's how good I look. And then you said,
yeah,
90.
You were carrying around a small man on you like I was. I mean, I was a husky fellow. You know that. You had a couple of pounds to lose and you look great. I was getting into that sort of, I don't know. You could have had guy wires attached to me and entered me in as a float in the Macy's Day Parade. I was getting that size.
All right, before we talk about disgusting things like politics, let's share our happiness at what we've both done. I'm the amateur, you're the pro. I did this with an amazing woman, Dr. Ashley Lucas at PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. My wife and I, 5 weeks, 26 pounds for me, 18 for her. We're super happy, guys. If you're interested, I'll give you the details later. How the hell did you lose 90 pounds? Dude,
I mean, I could plug him if you want me to.
Yeah.
He's also a weight loss doctor. Yeah. All right, his name is Dr. Rick Tagg, T-A-G-U-E. Dr. Rick Tagg at a place called the Center for Nutrition, at my old stomping grounds in my kind of original hometown of the Kansas City metro area. Dr. Tagg is spectacular. He put me on a weight loss program, and I dropped 90 pounds from January to October of last year.
All right, so for me, I've tried all kinds of diets, of fasting. You know, I lost a lot in like 3 weeks, and then I piled it all back on. This thing is just super easy, no calorie counting, just cut out sugar and very controlled carbs, protein heavy. What did it for you? I got to know, how did you do 90 pounds?
Well, I tell you one of the things, that's for sure. Everything you just said is exactly what I'm doing. One of the things that I have done is up my fiber. And I drink a lot of water. I drink about a gallon of water every day, yeah. And that has made a huge difference
that's,
in my life.
That's just the last thing I'm not doing properly. I get Eric before the show, dutifully fills my two bottles of water, and I maybe get through one of them. So sorry, Katie, got to drink more.
I know no one can see this but you, but look at that. That's what I drink every day.
What is that, a gallon? Wow, I need to get me one of those with America First on the side. I love it. All right, dude, congratulations. Super, super impressive. Okay, let's talk about the disgusting stuff. He's drinking it right now. He's got priorities. Forget America First. Forget Salem. He's drinking his water. All right, follow this guy at Chris DeGale, at ChrisDeGale.com and his podcast. He's also a contributor with our brothers at townhall.com. First things first, we can go through everything in PA. We can talk about Fetterman, Mastriano, Kathy Burnett, Dr. Oz. But just one big lesson, the only real lesson that matters. Dude, pollsters are shysters. I mean, polling is just garbage. Am I wrong?
Well, I will say that what we thought about, like Trafalgar, for instance, who I think has been spot on and pretty stellar throughout the last couple of years, he had Kathy Barnett a little tighter, but I don't think that was inaccurate. I think Kathy Barnett, for instance, the attacks sort of stuck, and there were enough people in the 11th hour who thought they'd go that way and then just said, I can't. Who benefited from that? I think David McCormick did, I think. The only thing I understood for sure was going into this, as you heard, there was a three-way battle. She came surging, and there was this attitude that it could go any way of three ways, and I saw that. But yesterday, for whatever reason, and I heard from a few listeners that suggested they just couldn't get themselves to a point where they were comfortable enough with Kathy, although she did still very well. I mean, considering she came out of nowhere.
I got to give it to her. For somebody who had no political background, who started with me on Fox and Friends, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, is one of a group of women we invited into New York to talk about national security. They were the national security moms. This was, you know, during ISIS, during Obama. She was just, you know, a mother, a veteran. And then, and to launch this campaign and to get, you know, they're still counting because, of course, it's Pennsylvania. But to get what are we at now? 22-23% for Kathy?
Yeah, she almost 25%.
Wow.
Really. I looked. I mean, she crested over 300,000 votes, you know, and that's not a small thing for someone who, you know, you consider between McCormick and Oz, the two of those campaigns together spent over $60 million. And most of the conventional wisdom was it was only them anybody was talking about. And Oz is the guy that kind of created Kathy Barnett, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead. Unpack that.
Well, his fame and, of course, President Trump's endorsement focused all this attention on Pennsylvania. I don't think anybody would have been talking about this today. I don't know that I'd be with you today. I mean, you're Politico, so maybe. But most shows wouldn't have been interested in the Pennsylvania Senate primary. But Oz made it sexy.
Yeah, let's stop here for a second. This is really good analysis, and that's why we get you on the show. So this is why AM 990 is so lucky to have you. Just stop for a second there. We don't have national news in the terms of Pennsylvania primaries. That's just, I mean, it has to be something really big for national news. For Sean Hannity, for example. Sean, what the hell happened to you? You know, on Tuesday, she's pro-BLM, and then on Wednesday, she's a January 6th insurrectionist. I mean, that's because the Dr. Oz phenomena shed a light on this state and I think helped her. And then give us the analysis, Chris. What was it in the last 72 hours? What was it? Just the strangely vituperative and high energy assaults on her, the smears that really worked against her?
I think so. Twofold. One, as I was saying, Oz's fame focused everyone's attention. And then the more she came on in debates and the national press started paying attention to her, other syndicated hosts were putting her on cable and on their radio shows. And before you knew it, her social media following grew. She exploded into this supernova of fame. Everybody's talking about, who's this Kathy Barnett? And that's when the Oz machine kicked in. And that's when our colleague Sean decided to just start swinging at her nightly on his national television show. And Seb, the thing about that is all that did was tick people off.
Yeah.
It didn't make people run from Kathy. It made their support galvanized.
Oh, I had a caller, one of our guys, one of our most loyal listeners, Phil from Philly. We got him under the wire in, I think, the end of the second hour yesterday. And he said everybody he talked to coming out of the polling station said, yay, Kathy, yay, Kathy. And that, I think, in part, I think you're right. It's thanks to attacks from people like Sean Hannity, who should know better.
Yes. And I will say this, even though Kathy didn't win, Sean didn't help his pal, Dr. Oz. All he did was chase people away from Oz and either drive them to Kathy, or at bare minimum, people who thought about voting for Kathy said, I can't do it, but I'm certainly not going with Oz, so I'm going to go McCormick. Dave McCormick has reaped the benefits of the Kathy Barnett Dr. Oz feud.
He was like the unknown third stalking. Because I know about Oz. I know Kathy, known her for years. I know nothing. I mean, excuse me. I mean, I don't live in Pennsylvania. I know nothing about this McCormick guy. So he was seen as what, like the safe alternative?
That's exactly right. He is, interestingly, he shares the same campaign team as Glenn Youngkin, Seb. And
yes.
You know a thing or two about Youngkin. So, and Youngkin was a very similar figure. Understated, not really well known, and then all of a sudden just kind of eked in there. Now, I don't know that the same is true. I had McCormick on my show this morning. He thinks we're still going to have a recount. What's still outstanding is probably not enough to kick a winner over the threshold. So they think we're still a week to 10 days out from knowing who's won between McCormick and
Ott. Why is this happening? I mean, we've put 12 men on the moon. Why the flip can Pennsylvania not count votes?
Yeah, provisional. We still don't have a handle on what are provisional and what are mail-in, and then what are what's the other one? What's the other one? There's a third one. I forget.
Absentee.
Provisional mail-in. Absentee, maybe something. So yeah, that's what we wait on. Are these mail-in ballots? You know, in Lancaster County, for whatever reason, they had some sort of printing error, and so now they got to go back through by 21,000 votes and retabulate those by hand or some crazy thing. It's still not an, I don't think it's going to be enough. I think the margin of error is so slim. Pennsylvania instantly kicks into a recount situation if you can't secure at least a half a percent of a
right.
vote win.
If All right.
Five,
well, I,
you recount.
I'm just so impressed that you had him on your show. I need to find out how that went. We're talking to Chris DeGaulle. You got to follow him at Chris DeGaulle on Twitter. That's STIGALL. You can go to his website, ChrisDeGaulle.com. Listen to his podcast as well. He's one of the team here at Salem. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We get the ground truth for you because that's why we're here. Stay on this channel. Mike Lindell has a true passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. Therefore, he created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel incredible, which translates to an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest amazing deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a full set for as low as $39.99. And for a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code G-O-R-K-A. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code Gorka. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep, deep discounts on all his MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-829-8468, promo code Gorka. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
The quest for the magazine is not archaeology. It's a race against evil. If it is discovered by the Democrats, the armies of darkness will march all over the face of the earth. Do you understand?
It's good music. It's appropriate music. He's a dangerous man, just like Commander Bond. He's dangerous for leftists and propagandists. He is my colleague on AM 990 in Philadelphia, The Answer. We're going to talk to Chris DeGaulle about his interview with McCormick momentarily. But first, if you haven't done so already, what are you waiting for? You're going to join me and Dinesh D'Souza, the director of 2,000 Mules, and his lovely wife, Debbie, for the trip of a lifetime. 10 days later this year in the Holy Land, November and December. Israel screwed it up. They've completely revised their travel mandates. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going. If you've never been to the Holy Land to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth, you got to come join us for the trip of a lifetime. Reserve your tickets. Call today, 855-565-5519, or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. Chris, very interesting. I listen, I don't see them as the competition. If you're a buddy of mine like Dan Bongino, I'm going to listen to your show. If you're Chris Plant, you keep DC sane, I listen to him as well. And I was listening to Dan a couple of days ago, and he said, it's really weird. We've reached out to everybody in Pennsylvania, and nobody wants to come on the show except Kathy. I had Kathy on the show twice. We reached out to Dr. Oz. His campaign kept playing, you know, stupid games with my producer, Jeff, saying, yeah, we're very busy. Dr. Oz is very busy. We'll get back to you. So the only person we had on was Kathy. I'm not surprised that McCormack's team is the same team as Glenn Youngkin. So you managed to get him on your show. What impression did he leave you with?
He seemed to close the sale in the 11th hour. I will tell you, too, if I may for a minute, I had the big guy on the show yesterday as well. I had McCormick and Oz and the big guy,
wow.
the 45th.
See, that's the power of being gone. The voice of Philly. Okay, let's walk through it. Let's start with McCormick. Let's start with this dark horse that kind of reaped the benefit of the attacks on Kathy. Tell us about who this guy is and the impression he gave you.
Sure. He is a seventh-generation Pennsylvanian. He did grow up in Pennsylvania, went to high school in Pennsylvania. He's a graduate of West Point. He's an Army Ranger. He's a Bronze Star recipient. I mean, by all accounts, he's a patriot. No doubt about that. He has a farm in Pennsylvania. His family's from there. The knock on Dave McCormick has been that for the last, I don't know, decade at least, he's called Connecticut home, and he's made a lot of money in hedge fund management. Now, you know, it's up to you whether you think that's a dirty word, hedge fund. But right away, people start looking at the financials of a guy like that. And, you know, he's made money in China and other foreign interests. And that, you know, the C word is also a dirty word these days for a lot of Trump voters. I understand that. So right away, there was suspicion of him not living in Pennsylvania, even though being from Pennsylvania and making money in the markets the way he did. So that was a different kind of suspicion than the Oz suspicion. But they both were branded by the lesser known candidates as people who parachuted in with gobs and gobs of money and tried to buy their way into this race. And that stuck to both of them. And that's why voters could not get their heads around either one of these guys, because they were both branded effectively and early as outsiders, as carpetbaggers with tons and tons of dough.
Okay, so that's the story of those candidacies. Talk to us about how he performed, your spidey senses. When McCormick came on your show as a candidate, was he unpolished, too polished? Was he MAGA, not MAGA? Because, you know, I tell you my story, you know, as a resident of the Commonwealth, we tried to get Youngkin on for months. His team played silly buggers. I had his personal cell phone, I had his wife's cell phone because we have common acquaintances. And I basically embarrassed him onto coming onto the show the week before the election. And, you know, he walked a very, very tenuous line. I asked him on air, and it wasn't an aggressive interview. It was a tough interview. I did the same with Kathy. One of my callers said afterwards, you were like a police officer in an interrogation room, but you were fair. And that's the best plaudit I can get from anybody. And right. I said, are you MAGA? Do you believe in making America great again? And then Youngkin pauses in front of 3 million listeners and says, I believe in making Virginia great again. You know, that half pregnant, you know, I'm not MAGA, but I'm half MAGA. So what impression did you get in your funny bone from this guy?
Yeah, I think that he is look, Pat Toomey is the guy leaving this seat, right? And Pat Toomey is no friend to MAGA, that's for sure. He voted to impeach Donald Trump. So I flat out asked him, what's your impression of, you know, Pat Toomey? I asked him about Mitch McConnell. What impressed me was he finally came around to saying he felt we needed a leadership change and wasn't afraid to finally commit to saying he'd like to see McConnell go.
Wow.
That was hard for him early. But when he came around to that, I thought, you know, that's bold. I appreciate that. It wasn't too careful for a new guy who could be very scared of a Mitch McConnell, right?
Okay, I'm going to ask a very simple question. Forget politics and leadership and Mitch McConnell. Did he make you feel good or not?
Well, good enough. He's right out of central casting, Seb. I mean, he's like Glenn Youngkin, the vest, the hair, the whole, like he just, you know, he's a patriot. He served his country. Like the knock on him is he's a rich guy who lived in Connecticut. Now, does that make him a bad guy? I'm not prepared to say that makes him a bad guy. But did he elicit passion in me like Kathy Barnett? No.
All right. Let's talk about the big guy, Dr. Oz. You got him on your show once, twice. How many times did he come on?
Three times.
Wow.
Altogether. Very coordinated, very specific. Like you, it was difficult to land him, but when we finally did, I think we were fair. Spent about a half an hour each time of the three, and he took every question we threw at him. There was no question off limits. I will give him credit. He didn't stammer. He didn't stutter. He was always on point. He always had an answer for everything. I think the broadside on Oz really hit, though, when Pompeo came to Pennsylvania on behalf of Dave McCormick and said his dual citizenship, his voting in the Turkish election in 2020 is a national security issue. That was a headline for me.
Right. Did you ask him about those on air?
I did. And he thought it, he dismissed it as silly. He explained that away as voting for the opposition to Erdogan, that his mother is an Alzheimer's patient, her comfort levels in Turkey. He maintains that dual citizenship for his mother. He then came around to saying he'd renounce that citizenship ultimately if he became a senator. So I never really quite understood that. I asked him about his faith, Seb, and I don't ask that as a litmus test. But here toward the end, faith came up only because of Kathy Barnett's old tweets.
Yeah.
And she said something about Islam on a tweet. And the press kept writing, this is particularly important to who would be the first American Muslim as a United States senator, Mehmet Oz. Now, I didn't know that about Oz, that he considered himself a Muslim. So I thought it relevant to ask. Yeah. And I did. And that was sort of a weird we took sort of a weird trip down his kind of his faith journey. His wife's a Christian. He raised his family.
All right. We need to discuss that. I want to hear the details of that weird journey, if he would be the first Muslim senator. We're talking to Chris DeGaulle. It is, of course, the voice of Philadelphia, AM 990, The Answer. Follow him on Twitter at Chris DeGaulle, also a contributor with our brothers, our cousins at townhall.com. You can listen to his daily podcast. Gosh, this guy's busy, at chrisstegaulle.com. That's STIGAL, chrisstegaulle.com. If you enjoy what we do here, you could also subscribe to our podcast. It's free. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Write a review. It helps with those devilish little algorithms. Share the links and never miss a moment. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
To America First with the indispensable immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I like that. Indispensable nation, indispensable immigrant. By the way, that's a legal immigrant to you. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. I said it half an hour ago, and I forgot to actually say it at the end of that first segment. But yes, I want to give you the details. If you want to be as excited at being fit finally after 20 years of trying to lose weight, please try and check out these amazing people at the PhD Weight Loss System. It is you go to myphdweightloss.com. I've lost 26 pounds in 5 weeks. You get a counselor you talk to every week. It's absolutely amazing. Dr. Ashley Lucas's team is superlative. You can call them 828-552-3333 or just go to myphdweightloss.com. That number again, 828-552-3333, myphdweightloss.com. Newly minted Chris DeGaulle, looking amazing, is with us unpacking everything you need to know about primaries, especially in Pennsylvania. You were talking about the Mehmet Oz interviews. You did three of them on your show on AM 990, The Answer. And you asked him about religion because of what Kathy Barnett had said on her tweets about him being the first Muslim senator. You said you went down this strange journey. What was this strange discussion he took you on?
Just that he said that his parents, of course, immigrated here as Muslims, but they were secular Muslims, that he really was never, practicing, I guess, was sort of what we were to gather from that. But then he went on to talk about his wife was they have a chapel in their home. His wife was raised Christian. I believe he said his mother-in-law is a ordained minister, perhaps, that they raise their children Christian, that they turn to the Bible for guidance. So I dug into it, not as a litmus test, but I just thought it relevant only because, you know, they were saying that Oz was uniquely offended on behalf of Kathy's tweets, you know, that he would be the first Muslim. I don't – should that matter? I guess I'll ask you, Seb. Should that matter as an issue? Maybe not. Probably not. I don't know.
Do,
I mean,
do you want the 8-hour answer that I used to give to Bragg and the FBI when I actually trained them on ISIS and Al Qaeda? Look, it's very simple. If you're a faithful Muslim, okay, I'm not talking about a secular individual from Turkey, because Kemal Mustafa Atatürk, the father of modern Turkey, secularized that nation. He said, you can be a Muslim, but dude, that's something at home. That's at the mosque. We are going to remove Islam from the state. There will be no state religion, which is actually heretical. If you are a good fundamental Muslim, if you believe in the Quran, there can be no separation of state and mosque. That is why, you know, in Saudi Arabia, you would get in big trouble if you said, I'm secular. If you said that in Pakistan or Afghanistan, you'd probably pay with your life. So the idea that he, you know, somebody can serve in a nation's representative house or senate where we have a constitutional separation of faith and politics and say they're a Muslim, well, you're not a Muslim then, at least not by Islam's understanding, because the Quran, it's everything. It's a political guide. It's a religious guide. It doesn't have – here's the short answer. Sorry, now I'm talking too long. What is the thing that makes Christianity unique? It's when they try and trap Jesus and they say, should you pay taxes? And what does our Lord say? Give me a coin. Give me a coin. And he says, okay, whose face is on the coin? And the people trying to trap him say, well, Caesar's. And then what does he reply? Render unto Caesar. That one sentence is the bedrock of Western civilizations and America's separation of church and state. There is no sentence of that ilk anywhere in the Quran or the Hadith, and that's why what he said doesn't make sense. But let me ask you, like I did with McCormick, after those three interviews, Spidey sense, the Stigall sense, what is this man?
As a purely cynically political thinker, I can understand, and he even admitted, why he could go into South Philadelphia or West Philadelphia and connect with maybe a black voter who doesn't even pay a lot of attention to politics, let's say, or a woman who's maybe traditionally not a Republican voter, but they recognize him from TV. And I said, is your TV fame a net asset? Is that something we should consider here? And he said, well, sure. I mean, he didn't run from it. He said, I can go into places and get votes just because I'm a famous guy from TV, is what he said in so many words. And I don't disagree with him. So I think that's honestly why President Trump picked him. I think he saw him as a flashy, winning candidate. I think can help him in Pennsylvania in 2024. Yeah. I think that was part of President Trump's calculation.
It's got that. Q factor, not QAnon crazy leftists, the Q quotient factor, the wow factor, the celebrity factor, which is, you know, in large part why Americans voted for President Trump, because they said he's not a politician, and neither is right. Dr. Oz. We're talking to Chris Stigall. I'm Sebastian Gorka. DHS's new ministry for disinformation may be in trouble given the breaking news today, but they still want to clamp down on freedom of speech. What's going to be next? We don't know, but for the time being, we are proud to be associated with Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. They believe in the Constitution. They believe in freedom of speech. Support them today by switching your account to Patriot Mobile. You can keep your old phone number. It's super easy. Just call 972-PATRIOT. Use my name to get first free month activation, or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. They have the same nationwide coverage. They have plans to fit every budget, and they believe in America like you do. Don't fund people who hate America. Make the switch today. Extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Join today. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
That's a liner you just can't pay for. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for that. Thank you, President Trump. We are talking primaries. We're talking MAGA. We're talking MAGA v. The Swamp with Chris DeGaulle. One of my production team, who will go unnamed, Eric, said in the production meeting, hey, are you really going to talk about all the candidates? Because what if you get into an argument with Eric? Dude, it's Eric DeGaulle. It's Chris DeGaulle. I'm not going to get in an argument with him because he's a good guy. He's one of ours. So let's continue the discussion. So much fascinating information you've given us about Kathy, about McCormick, about Dr. Oz in your interviews. Let's try the rest of these things. So, and just one comment from my producer here, Jeff. The interesting metric you got to, you know, pile into the calculation is this is a guy who was loved by the left. I mean, Oz was feted as a TV star by the left, and everybody he worked with now hates him because he's running as a Republican. So that's a kind of indication of seriousness, because if you're faking it, are you prepared to pay the price of having, you know, yourself snubbed on Nantucket or on Martha's Vineyard? So you got to add that into the calculation. But let's talk about Mastriano. Let's talk about Fetterman. Is Fetterman still in hospital? What is going on with this thug-like individual?
Well, yeah. I mean, this is a guy who hangs a pot flag out of his lieutenant governor's office in Harrisburg, Seb. This is not a joke. I mean, he's a goon. He's just a straight-up goon. He's like 7 feet tall. He used to be, I think, like the weight you and I both lost, he used to carry around. What's interesting.
He looks like an escaped convict from a Supermax. Come on.
He's a bad dude. I mean, progressively, he's a bad dude. His policies are bad. The thing about him, he has this very interesting past. When he was the mayor of a small community in Pennsylvania, you probably heard this story.
Yeah.
There was some criminal activity in his community. At the same time that there's kind of an all-call about somebody who's just robbed us, maybe a carjacking, I'm not sure. He sees a jogger going down the street who happens to be a black man. And Fetterman decides to grab his shotgun and go chasing after this black jogger down his street. Totally innocent jogger, minding his own business, out for an exercise afternoon. And Fetterman holds him at gunpoint.
If he had been a Republican mayor, would have been end of career. Forget about running for the Senate or for governor. It would have been you're going to be, you know, bussing tables for the rest of your life.
That's why I was so excited about the potential, frankly, of Kathy Barnett, a black woman, on stage with him. I thought, boy, wouldn't that be a fabulous moment to watch the two of them? She's a very short, petite lady. He's this giant, 7 foot tall, bald guy. The optics would have been bizarre. But no, Fetterman's, as well as Shapiro, who's the AG now running for governor, these two men are tied to the hip of the worst governor Pennsylvania's seen in a long time, Tom Wolf.
Yeah.
This is an administrative state run amok during COVID. And those two men, Shapiro and Fetterman, are going to have to speak for the Tom Wolf administration and the COVID lockdowns. And I don't buy into this notion that Mastriano or any other Republican is going to have trouble beating them if you relitigate what we've been through as a Commonwealth the last 2 years.
But okay, let me push back on that. I mean, if you look at the fact that Fetterman is where he is, don't you always have this, you know, in the metropolitan areas, just this kind of baked in Democrat tribal mentality that just doesn't care about facts?
That's true. And I did ask, you know, President Trump was on the show, and I said, look, there are a lot of people that are still very worried that this has not been fixed. Election integrity hasn't been fixed in Pennsylvania. Should they be worried? He said, yeah. He said the only way to overcome it is just to absolutely swamp the vote. That is turnout, turnout, turnout. That's the only way to beat it. Maybe we're on more heightened alert, but Pennsylvania is not fixed. What went wrong, what you saw in 2000 Mules, for instance, that's not been fixed. Mastriano is the guy who's been sort of assigned the lead on trying to get that fixed. It hasn't happened yet.
I want to talk about Doug, Colonel Doug, in a second, but thanks for mentioning it. I almost completely forgot. So the movie that has broken all records, over 1 million downloads in a week, over 100,000 DVDs mailed out. Dinesh, very graciously, because he said this isn't about, you know, we've made enough money to pay back the backers. We want everybody to see it. So the price has been dropped to watch the movie or order the DVD. Guys, you've got to go to salemnow.com. They said it was a conspiracy theory. It's all there. Watch it. Have viewings at home. You've got to download or get the DVD. Rent, if it's in a local theater, it's going to be re-released. Take your buddies to the theater. So go tonight to salemnow.com. 2 petabytes worth of data and over 4 million minutes of CCTV camera footage. So you've got to go to salemnow.com and watch Dinesh D'Souza's movie. So God bless, you know, Colonel Doug for being such a trooper in all of this. Chris, tell us about what our viewers inside and outside Pennsylvania need to know about him.
He ran away with last night, Seb. That's the irony. For as tight and confusing as this Senate race has been, Mastriano never, ever, there was a chasm of daylight as grand as the canyon out there in the West between him and the rest of the pack. He won by double digits, 20, almost 25 points or something, I think, at final count. So it was never a question. And yet, what have you heard from the very beginning about him? He's the one that can't win. Today, all the cable news, hysterical. He can't win. Chris Wallace just said today, Seb, and I can't, no kidding, on CNN, Chris Wallace said, Republicans must be very unhappy that Doug Mastriano has won.
What?
Excuse me? He won overwhelmingly with Republicans. Of course,
hang on. I know he's a registered Democrat and a loser from CNN Plus, the late CNN Plus. But what? Based on what are we disappointed, Chris?
Well, let me translate that for you. Chris Wallace is admitting something. He's not doing his show for voters in Pennsylvania. He does his show for establishment party insiders. And yes, that's true. Establishment party insiders don't like Doug, haven't liked Doug, and were trying to conspire at the 11th hour to stop Doug. They couldn't figure it out. They couldn't get it done. So it's true. There are Republican Party establishment types in Pennsylvania that hate this guy's guts. Some have even said they'll vote for Shapiro rather than vote for Mastriano. It's insidious. But the voters made it clear, and that's in the Southeast, Seb, that's considered the more moderate right. Or maybe center-left Republican voter. 5 out of 7 counties went for Mastriano last night.
Incredible. Well, we've had Doug on the show numerous occasions, especially when it comes to finding out what really happened in the last election. So God bless you, Colonel Mastriano. Keep doing what you do. We're talking to Chris DeGaal. Follow him at Chris DeGaal. He is the sense. He is the common sense voice of Philadelphia. AM 990, The Answer. ChrisDeGaal.com. You've got to listen to his podcast as well. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that's liberating. Tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included, but not just me, people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Well, accept the pain. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. Do it now. You won't regret it. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm looking at his tweets. Great. Mastriano wins Republican votes handily last night. Chris Wallace says, quote, Republicans can't be happy. Yeah, not swamp Republicans like you used to hang out with. We're talking to Chris DeGaal. If you enjoy the ultra MAGA movement, you've got to check out. We have sold so many of these. They're flying off the shelves. 200% more merch flying out of the Seb Gorka store. It is the ultra MAGA t-shirt with President Trump in his Iron Man kind of Superman suit. It says Ultra MAGA USA 2024. Get yours today. Everything is made in America. SebGorkaStore.com. Off all the Let's Go branding gear, my books, mugs, you name it. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka. SebGorkaStore.com. Chris, couple of minutes left. Got to zoom out out from Pennsylvania and talk about how the mainstream media is trying to say, yeah, President Trump, one of his endorsees didn't win yesterday. It must be really tough in MAGA world. In the history of politics, there is no kingmaker who has gone 74-5. No, he has endorsed 74, 75 people and lost five races. I mean, this is the best they can do, Chris?
No, it's ridiculous. It's amazing. You know, Trump was on with me yesterday, and the last question I asked him was, now, if Oz shouldn't win or Mastriano shouldn't win, will you support whoever does? He stopped and he said, do you know no one's asked me that? He said, you're actually making me think on my feet. And he said, of course, yes, I will. I had never heard him actually say it before, and he was very readily willing to say, I'll support any Republican who wants to take on the Democrats, wow, ultimately, which I thought was pretty big. But yeah, no, it's undeniable. The guy is just nearly batting 1,000. I mean, if this were a batting average, you'd be a very, very happy star,
yeah,
in the Major League Baseball.
Did you notice just that very gentle flex? When I was speaking to President Trump yesterday on my show, he may have lost 90 pounds, but he's got some muscle left on me. And he's flexing it. He's flexing it on my show with my old boss. That's such a cheeky chap. Yeah, when I was talking to President Trump on my show yesterday, which reminds me, we need to get him back on my show, Jeff. We saw him at Mar-a-Lago. I'm going to flex right now. We're going to flex about me hanging out with President Trump, but we need him back on the show. In the meantime, if you enjoyed this show, please support those that make it possible. Great Americans like Mike Lindell. They want to cancel him. They want to crush him. Use my name. Go to mypillow.com. I've just ordered another pair of his amazing sheepskin slippers because I've already worn out the other pair. So good. Mypillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A for up to 66% off, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Chris DeGaulle, listen to his podcast. If you're in Philly, you got to wake up with this man. Get sane every day. He is one of our superstars here at Salem. God bless you, Chris, for that amazing data dump. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.